You're listening to SBS News.
The complex needs of Victoria's LGBTIQ community have been highlighted in a recent report identifying workplace and legal issues. Lawyers are hoping to improve how they address cases of discrimination, harassment, and crimes against gender-diverse people. But there is often uncertainty about the response, with the LGBTIQ Legal Services' latest report showing the community has a deep mistrust in the justice system. A third of respondents didn't feel confident about receiving help from a police station if reporting a crime. Sally Goldner from Transgender Victoria says two plainclothed police officers targeted her while she was eating lunch one day near a Melbourne park.
Quote, "This is a park inhabited by pedophiles. What are you doing here?" As if to imply, you're transgender, you're a pedophile. And when I went, as it was then, to the oxymoronically named police ethical standards, I was told, "Oh, that's Officer so-and-so, he's a good family man."
She was unsatisfied with the response she received from what is now known as Professional Standards Command, but acknowledges other experiences are likely to be much worse for trans people of colour. Sally Goldner says when people from her community are seeking legal support, they often spend the first session educating professionals.
People get false ideas about trans or believe that they almost have a right to discriminate against us. And so certainly there's a demand for this, but what it does on the positive side is if you've got people who are aware of the broad brushstroke issues already, who understand the needs of trans people and what's going to make an inclusive service, we can then come in and get directly down to our issues.
A free legal service specifically for trans and gender diverse Victorians has been operating for almost a year through the St Kilda Legal Service. The Roberta Perkins Law Project is named after the activist and academic who fought for the rights of sex workers. Before her death in 2018, she was a member of Australia's Transsexual Association and wrote about the drag queen scene. Project founder Sam Elkin says many clients are seeking a response to family violence situations dealing with harassment or discrimination.
We successfully resolved a number of discrimination complaints either by going to the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission or going to the human rights list of VCAT here in Victoria. And we've been able to negotiate, you know, generous compensation payments.
Figures show about 62% of the LGBTIQ community have experienced domestic violence in their relationships, but reporting remains low. Sam Elkin also wants to expand legal support to include culturally appropriate help to overcome the disadvantages facing many asylum seekers.
The plight of LGBTIQ people on temporary visas or seeking asylum in Victoria and around Australia is something that is very much front of mind for me.
The LGBTIQ Legal Service's recent analysis of more than 300 people over 2 years showed 35% of respondents have experienced an employment law issue. The service is also hoping to change workplace practices through inclusion training for staff. In a statement, Victoria Police says the force has come a long way in its relationship with the LGBTIQ community and it is committed to building this future relationship. But advocates want more support around the country for trans services and many states are recognising this community's legal needs. The New South Wales Attorney General says the state government is committed to an inclusive legal service. It adds that $500,000 has been provided to the Inner City Legal Centre, which includes a statewide service for trans and gender diverse people. The state government has also told SBS it is allocating money for work with agencies to help prevent domestic and family violence experienced by LGBTIQ people. The Victorian Government has committed to providing $540,000 funding for St Kilda Legal Service to continue its specialist support, particularly when there is an increased need during the coronavirus pandemic. The Queensland Government says its LGBTIQ Legal Service will have guaranteed funding for the next 5 years, while in Tasmania, the Government says its legal assistance sector provided help to ensure all community members were supported. The Western Australian government said it doesn't have funding for trans-specific legal services, but Legal Aid WA and other funded centres help LGBTIQ clients. And the Northern Territory's Attorney General says its legal support is accessible to all and the government has worked to create a safe, vibrant, inclusive community. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.